I have a quick favor to ask. We've noticed less than 25% of listeners on this podcast are subscribed to the show. The simplest way you can help us this year is by tapping the follow button on the app that you're listening to the show on right now. It's free, it's straightforward, and it's incredibly impactful. As we strive to elevate every aspect of our show in 2024, your follow will allow us to attract even more highly acclaimed guests. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to us. Let's start off with the website. As coaches, consultants, we've all got a website.
Yep.
What are some of the things that we can do to our website to really make sure that it's ticking sort of the boxes that you're aware of?
Yep.
Because obviously when we're making more money in our business, then we can sort of invest. So let's start from that side of the story. What are some of the things that we can look at doing to really get our website ticking along or get that traffic, I guess, converting more and more traffic?
Yep. So the first thing to realize is, kind of like what you just said, it's a mindset thing. Don't just look at your online, particularly if it's a coaching business, don't just look at it as a business where you make money 9 to 5 or whatever. Change your viewpoint and realize that there are potential buyers out there for those businesses. You know, even you'll say, oh, it's set up around me as a coach, and go, well, no, everything's saleable. I've just recently, as I was mentioning to you, have seen over this last, especially since COVID, over the last year or two, big corporate buyers quietly buying up coaching style businesses. So first and foremost, realize it's a valuable asset that you have. If you've got anything online, any website at all online that generates traffic, there's potential value there and it's potentially high. For coaching businesses, also realize that over this next 5 years, there is corporate buyers or bigger buyers or potentially other coaches who may be interested in buying that as an asset. So get excited. Not only do you have this online business that's making you money, you're also building an asset. So then coming to the nitty-gritty of your question, where do we start actually building the value into that website so that it could be bought out? And also at the same time, hopefully generate increasing your profits. I would say currently in this market where we're seeing the biggest results with our clients. Now, our client sites are a little bit different. They're kind of affiliate sites and things, but it's the same with any informational style site, is view it as a content asset and a content site. So I would, rather than just having, you know, your standard landing pages and your about us and all that sort of stuff, if you're a coach, be thinking about what valuable content can I be putting on this site that will bring in more traffic? Because there's two big ways that you value a website, and that is based on how much traffic you get to it and or they go hand in hand, the profit that you make. So you want to be increasing both of those to get maximum price, and your price goes exponential. So the results aren't 1 + 1 = 2. When you start fixing up profits on a website and your traffic, normally we teach through SEO, you normally get a 1 + 1 = 3 to 5. And as a result, not just in your cash flows, but also in the sale price down the track. So really, you've just got to step back, take a deep breath and look at the big picture. Got an asset that can be sold. How can I get that traffic and profit up? That's pretty much your mission over, let's say, the next 2 to 5 years. And then we can drill down. Do you want me to keep going into any other steps?
Well, what I was going to say, and it's something that you and I have spoken about before, is to, you know, something that I've been teaching for years is to think about your coaching business as a media company. And I think that a lot of people kind of miss what that is. So can you talk to that, or how would you describe that, you know, as us thinking about ourselves as a media company? And then off the back of that, how is that valuable?
Yeah, that is absolutely perfect. That's a really good mindset shift. I guess in a way, that's what I was trying to say just then. Yeah, view your coaching business as a media company. That's really smart. And actually, that's how we're teaching all our students as well to view their portfolio of content sites as a media company. So the minute you start viewing yourself as a media company, here's my suggestion. Okay, you've got SamanthaRiley.global. Yeah, so Samantha now is viewing that. She's a coach. Awesome, awesome coach, by the way. Best in the world, of course. So
100%.
We need that in there. But what I'm saying is don't just view that as, hey, I'm the best in the world. coach, you now bring it into a business plan, which is that's one asset that I have within my fold of media companies. You might want to start thinking about owning one or two. Don't go too big at first, but you might want to start thinking, okay, I'm a media company. I'm going to set up systems where I'm regularly producing content that's useful to people, that's bringing in traffic. I may even buy up or build a few new sites as well. They don't duplicate SamanthaRiley.global, but they're an what's the word? I wasn't good at English at school. Adjunct to it, adds to it. So now you're creating a media company, because this is what the big media buyers are doing out there. They're literally buying up. They'll go into, say, we're in a niche of pets, right? We have affiliate sites in the pet niche. So they will literally buy up a bunch of the best high-ranking pet informational style pet sites out there. So what they're doing is that they're doing the same thing. So if you're a coach, you could specialize and own a few other sites that are driving traffic that are related to coaching or personal development or business coaching, whatever it is that you do. So view yourself as a media company. And one of the key things that media companies do where they're getting these massive, massive valuations is regular high quality content. And I know now, if any of you know about SEO and stuff, I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's, you know, we're at the pointy end of the stick. We see where the deals are happening and we're watching our clients and our own sites. Seriously, that's where it's at. And it's as simple as that. So my number one bit of advice is start thinking like a media company. I love that idea. Thank you, Samantha.
no worries.
and that's really cool. But the practical strategy then behind that is to, okay, be like a media company. Own, realize you've got an asset and start be driving good content that's engaged. And one other thing then is also as a media company, you can start thinking about what your assets as their individual brand names. So they can still be sold, even though it's your name, like SamanthaRiley.global. Now, some of the sites that I've seen are based heavily around the individual's names and things. And it's not a problem because it just becomes its own brand name. So you do want, if you are serious about having a sellout to a corporate down the track or to another coach or something, you do need to be considering now, what would that handover look like? How's that branding? And it's perfectly okay to use your, like, look, I just read Dick Smith's autobiography. You know, it was a walk in the park for him to sell that. You know, Woolworths bought him out. They didn't care that it was the Dick Smith name. That's what they were buying. And so as a media company, that's what you need to be thinking about as well.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.